Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us for the NCC podcast. God is doing so many great things in our community, and I trust that He's doing great things in your life as well. And I trust that God is going to speak to you through this message.
2022, here at North Point, we have said that this is our year to advance. This is our year to advance. And we are in our current series right now entitled Advance, and we're wrapping that up here at our 9-year celebration. And we said, if we're going to advance, the definition of advance, it is to move forward in a purposeful way, to make progress, right? Everybody's moving forward. Anybody that's alive right now, time is moving forward. The earth is moving forward. Everybody is moving forward. But the difference between existing and advancing is the purposeful way. Because not everybody is moving forward in a purposeful way. Not everyone is making progress. And we don't want to be people that just exist. We want to be people that advance. And if we advance, what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to get in a great stance. And we've defined that word stance. It is our mental and emotional position that we have adopted in regards or in respect to something. It's our mental and emotional position. So we know we've got to get in a good stance if we want to advance. So what is our stance to advance? Well, we defined that a few weeks ago, and this is what we said. Our stance to advance is the positive attitude and the hopeful outlook we daily choose in order to make progress and move forward in a purposeful way. It's the positive attitude. It is our way of thinking and feeling about something or someone. That's attitude. That's your positive attitude and hopeful outlook. It means when we look into the future, we live with a best is yet to come outlook. We live with that perspective. We live with a hopeful outlook, and we make this choice every day. It would be awesome if we get to make this choice once a year and just live. No, no, no. You have to choose the positive attitude and you have to choose the hopeful outlook every single day. And why do we choose that? Why? Because we want to live in a purposeful way. And you don't get to live in a purposeful way if you don't make that choice daily. You don't get to make progress if you don't make that choice. And so every single day we say, we are going to wake up. And when our feet hit the ground in that day, we are going to be in the stance to advance. And what are we advancing into? We're going to advance into abundance. We're advancing into, what does that mean, advance into abundance? It means that we are advancing into God's best. We are advancing into what God said was possible. We are advancing into the more that God has for each and every one of us. And this is what God told us was possible. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, he says, I came that they, speaking of you, that they may have and enjoy life, that they may have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Peter, a disciple of Jesus, wrote this in 2 Peter chapter 1. He says, by his divine power, God has given us everything. Say everything. He has given us everything we need for living a godly life. So this is what God has told us is possible, that we can live life to the full, that we can live it in abundance, that we can live it until it overflows out of us. That's the life that's possible. The scripture says that you have everything you need for living a godly life. What is that? That is the life that God designed you to live. You have everything you need to live. What life did he design you to live? He designed you to live the abundant life. It's what Jesus came to give you. It's the design that he has for you. And you have everything you need in order to live that life. We have what we need. So when we get in our stance this year, we're getting in that stance understanding what's possible. But just like your athletic stance has two foundations in your legs, we have two foundations for us this year to say, what does this stance look like? This stance looks like excellence and resilience. Excellence and resilience. What is excellence? We've defined that over the last few weeks. And we said that excellence is doing your best to bring the best out of you. Excellence is doing your best to bring the best out of you. Booker T. Washington said this, that excellence is to do a common thing in an uncommon way. It's when you do a common thing in an uncommon way. Excellence is simply you bringing the very best out of you. That is it. It is when you do your best to bring the best out of you. Now, when we get to resilience is responding the best when you don't do your best or when things aren't at their best. So you can see how these two things powerfully work together. Because in excellence, I am absolutely doing my best to bring the best out of me. But how many of us know, no matter if that is our goal, that is our aim, that is our mark, we are going to miss the mark. We are going to fall below the standard of excellence. We are going to drop the ball at times. We are not going to do what we set out to do. And so when we miss the mark in excellence, that's why we got to have the other foot, and that is resilience. Because when I'm not doing my best, I'm not doing what I said I was going to do, I'm not following through with the promises that I made, I'm not showing up my best for my kids or my spouse or my work, when I'm not doing my best, I've got to have resilience to get back up. Or when life is just not in its best, you didn't have anything to do with it, but something outside of your control happened and life's not at its best, how do you respond? That is your resilience. So we see how these things are powerfully working together to cause us to advance. You see, we set our sight on excellence. Excellence is what God said was possible. And then we move forward with resilience because we know that's the only way we will ever arrive at excellence. So this is a little bit of our motto that we're going to use throughout this year, and it is simply this: as we pursue excellence, we practice resilience. As we pursue excellence, we're going to practice resilience. You see, we are not going to settle for less than excellence. You never get to a place, excellence is just a little too high of a standard. I'm just going to settle for mediocre. I'm just going to settle for average. I'm just going to settle for ordinary. No. We are not going to settle. Excellence is the standard. God said what was possible. The abundant life and overflow, that is what my life is moving towards. I will not settle. And resilience says, I also will not stop. I will not stop when my life doesn't feel like an overflow. I will not stop whenever I blow it. I will not stop when unfortunate things happen to me. I will not settle and I will not stop. You see, this is the key to you advancing in your life. It's the key. You don't settle, don't lower the standard, and then you don't stop. And here's what we want to do this year at North Point, is that we want to help you advance this year. We want to help you advance. We want to help each and every one of you the best we can to move forward in a purposeful way. We want to help you make progress in your faith journey, regardless of where you are on that spiritual journey. You see, there is an opportunity for you to move forward in a purposeful way. There's an opportunity for you to make progress no matter where you are. For some people in this room, it's just going to be meeting other people and getting in relationship with people who are on the same journey. For other people, it's going to be growing in your faith, learning more about the Bible and the people of the Bible and the God in the Bible. It's just going to be learning more. For other people, it's going to be stepping into a leadership position and beginning to expand that capacity. But no matter where you are in your journey, we have something that's going to help you move forward in 2022. Now, as we came to the end of 2021, we had kind of a vision Sunday in December where we were looking into 2022. And what we said as a community, that we were going to focus on three things if we were going to advance as a community. And we've been talking about excellence and resilience. We've been talking about the stance to advance. And that's really about you. That's about your family. That's about us coming together as individuals in that same stance to begin to work corporately. But as a church community, this is how we are going to advance. And we said this. We said it's about intentional discipleship, intentional generosity, and intentional hospitality. It's about intentional discipleship. This is how we are going to help you advance. Intentional generosity, and then intentional hospitality. Now, I have taken those and reframed those into more action-oriented concepts. And also, I mean, if you've been around here for any length of time, you know, it either has to be an acrostic or they all have to start with the same letter for it to be from God. And so I've repackaged this for us. So say, okay, what is discipleship, generosity, and hospitality? This is what we're going to focus on this year. Grow, give, and gather. Grow, give, and gather. Grow is your discipleship. Give is your generosity. And gather is your hospitality. To grow, to give, and to gather. And beside the way, if it doesn't start with the same letter, or it's not an acrostic, I can't remember it. Okay, so that's why we have to, go in this route. So grow, give, and gather. This is going to be our focus as a community. And it is our focus for one reason, because these things are going to be vital in helping you advance and make progress and move forward into everything that God has for you this year. So let's break this down just for a moment. We're going to talk about each of these things. Grow. Let's start there. Grow. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 9, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Philippi, and this is what he says. He says, I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in knowledge and understanding. I pray that you keep on growing. You know, whenever you realize that you never arrive, that your spiritual journey is a growth journey until the day that you die, it begins to change things. You never know enough. There is always something else to know about God and his kingdom and his purposes and his way. I love what John Maxwell said. He said, live to learn and you will really learn to live. You have to not just live to learn, but you have to begin to love to learn. To love to learn. And you know, often the thing that impacts our learn is our lean, because if you are not leaning into learning, then you're probably not learning. I like to say it this way a lot, right? You got to show up if you want to grow up, right? If you don't show up, it's hard to grow up. If you don't show up, it's hard to grow up. And remember this, we are not changed by what we have access to. We are changed by what we allow to access us. And so it's one thing to say, well, I mean, I got my church on Sunday, but come on, you got to show up to grow up. It's not just that you have access to it. You got to give that thing access to you. You say, well, I got my Bible on my phone. I got a Bible beside my bed. I got a Bible at my office. I got a Bible in my car. Just because you have Bibles everywhere doesn't mean that you are opening the Bible and giving the Bible access to your heart. So sometimes we can be confused in society because we have some, I mean, just Google it. You can find out whatever it is. Don't ever be confused and think that I'm changed by all of the information and all of the good things that I have access to. No, I am transformed by only by what I allow to access me. That's why Peter writes, and you know, we've been in that scripture in 2 Peter. We closed out the year, man. It's been all January, man, where he says, hey, you've got everything you need for living the godly life. This is the scripture right before that. Verse 2, it says this, may God give you more and more grace and peace as you grow in your knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Now, how many of you want more peace in your life? Come on. How many want more peace? Okay, great. You look at all the people who didn't raise their hand. They're lying. Okay. I mean, you want more grace in your life. Like, yeah, like I need more. This is what Peter says. Hey, if you want more grace and you want more peace, then you need to grow in your knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, our Lord. As you grow in your knowledge of him, the peace and the grace in you is going to grow as well. That's why here at North Point, we have a house habit. And our house habit is we grow intentionally. Because we know you don't grow automatically. You only grow intentionally. And if you are growing accidentally, right, then you are growing the wrong things. Because if you leave your garden just to be a garden, come on, how many know the weeds come up? That's what happens. We go, well, we'll just see what happens. That's growing by default and not by design. We want to grow intentionally around here, and so we know that's going to take intentional effort. So that's why we say you've got to lean if you want to learn. You've got to show up if you want to grow up. So what are we doing? We are going to provide opportunities for you this year to grow in your faith journey. So one of the things we're going to start here in just a couple weeks on February 9th, we're starting a Wednesday night Bible class. A Wednesday night Bible, yeah, we got two people clapping down here, excited about that, okay? All right. Hey, we're going to start, and listen, this is not, it's not going to be a service. We're not going to come in with the full worship team and all things. No, this is a Bible class. This is you saying, I want to learn about God. I want to learn about about where I fit in his story. I want to learn about his principles and his ways and his character. I want to learn about who he is and what he has done and all that he wants to do in me and through me in this life. If that is you, then Wednesday night Bible class is going to be the place for you. So I just need to grow in my faith journey. Every Wednesday in 2022, you can show up in the sanctuary and you know there'll be a Bible class. But it's not just going to be Bible class. We're also offering things that we're going to call Grow You classes. There are Grow You classes available. And if you want more information about that, you can stop at the tent or you can go right there to the link there at ncc.team/grow you. And we want to grow you. We want to grow you. So we're offering some classes now. There's going to be more coming throughout the year. So you can always check back and see the classes that are being added for you to grow. Why? Because we want you to grow in 2022. We want you to grow. All right, now let's talk about give. Let's talk about give. Deuteronomy in 15:10 says this, give generously to the poor, not grudgingly, for the Lord your God will bless you in everything you do. Wow. God says, whenever you give generously, I'll bless you in everything you do. Come on, how many of you understand what the Hebrew word for everything is? Everything. All right. God says, I will bless you in everything that you do when you live in generosity. Now, generosity isn't limited to finances. I mean, generosity certainly includes finances, but generosity includes your time. It includes your energy. It includes your expertise. And there's one thing, if you look at the track record of North Point Community Church over the last 9 years, there's one thing that you would see, and you would see acts of generosity for our community. Do you know, in just, this is only in the last 4 years, you have given out 131,553 meals. Come on, yeah, that's worth clapping for. 131,000 meals that you have provided. And most of those went to students and their families of the 7 Title I schools that we have adopted. You are feeding hungry people. 131,000 meals. Not just that. In the last 9 years, just this past year, you know, we've celebrated, we gave 3,000 brand new uniforms away, but in the last 9 years, you've given away over 15,000 total uniforms. Come on, Dad. You've made it possible for kids in Bossier Parish to walk into school on their first day with dignity and confidence, knowing that they had what they needed, that they were not going to be ridiculed or made fun of or mocked, but they were going to walk in with a brand new uniform on, and you made that possible. It's amazing when you look at the generosity. We have adopted 7 of the 14 Title I schools in Bossier Parish, saying we want to walk beside you. We want to be a part of your story. We want to help you fulfill your mission. Paul wrote to a man by the name of Philemon, and this is what he said. He says, I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. He says, I'm praying you put into action generosity. The more and more you understand the goodness of God, the more you understand the faithfulness of God, the more you understand how he has blessed you, the greater your understanding is that you are blessed, you will be a greater blessing to those people around you. And he says, I want you to put into action that generosity. And that's what we need this year, because we're not satisfied with what we've done in the past. We're not satisfied right now with the missionaries that we are sponsoring to the unreached people groups in the Middle East and in Asia. And the reports that we get back are mind-blowing. They are incredible, of churches being planted in the most difficult places in the world. People being baptized, people being filled with the Spirit of God, all kinds of things. I mean, it is amazing the reports that we get back. But you know what that makes us want to do? We don't want to just celebrate that. We want to give more so that the kingdom of God could advance more in the earth. But what makes that possible? Generosity. Generosity is what makes that possible. We want to expand our adopted schools. I mean, we could sit and say, wow, 7 of 14, you've adopted half of the Title I schools in Bossier Parish. Yeah, but listen, we're not satisfied till we're 14 of 14. We're not going to sit back and celebrate the 7. No, there's 7 more that need our help. What is standing in the way? Generosity. And listen, as a church, we are getting generous. Because we are shifting Pastor Clarissa's role right now. She's been our connections pastor, and you know, y'all know her. She's amazing. She's incredible. But listen, we are so focused and intentional about making an impact in this community and coming beside our adopted schools that we are giving Clarissa full time into this effort to say, what can we do? Where are the gaps that we can fill? What is the more that we can do for our community? Where can we make the greatest impact? Because we know that God has more for us to do in the community. So as a team, we are being incredibly generous because she does everything here, and we are being so generous to say, okay, God, it's a step of faith for us. But we want her to have a new assignment for the season. Why? Because we want to be more generous to our community. We want to be more generous. You know, we talk about a lot here that we identify as the innkeepers, right? It comes from the story of the Good Samaritan, and that Jesus is the Good Samaritan that picks up those who are broken and hurting, and he brings those people to the inn here, and that we are the innkeepers that take care of those who have been hurt and who have been wounded, and we wash their wounds and we serve them well and we wash their feet and we encourage them and breathe life back into them and hope back in them. We are the innkeepers, and innkeepers are simply people who give generous. They give generous of their time. Do you know how those 131 meals got distributed? 131,000 meals got distributed? People. The angels did not float down out of heaven and start handing out the meals. No, friends. No, people who were generous with their time and said, I will sacrifice my schedule to be able to show up and pack the meals that we give every single weekend to kids. We over 100 kids get meals every single weekend. We give the sports team at Russian Middle School. Every sports team, they get a meal in between the end of school and the games that they play. Over Christmas break, we fed 335 students, got meals every single day for the entire Christmas break because of your generosity. But do you know how many meals you got to pack in a box? How much work it takes? How many hours? It's people that said, I want to be an innkeeper. I want to be generous with my time. I want to show up every Thursday and pack those weekend meal bags. I want to show up and give some time to help. It's just innkeepers are just generous with their time. They're generous with their energy, and they just show up. They're just generous. But there's also another, we have innkeepers, but we also have something called in-builders, and we don't talk about that a whole lot, but our in-builders are our financial leaders. And those are people that show up in a big way financially and say, hey, we believe in what you're doing. We want to be a part of that. We want to be a part of that. And I might not be able to show up Thursday at 9 o'clock to be able to help pack the lunches, but I want to be able to buy those lunches. Our in-builders are our financial leaders, and they're just people who are incredibly generous with their finances. That go above and beyond. Why? Because we believe what Proverbs 11 says. It says, the generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. That when we are blessing to others, we reap a blessing back. We believe that. And that's why we have a house habit here at North Point that says we give generously. We don't give slightly. We don't give begrudgingly, right? No. We give generously because we believe that when we give generously, we will be refreshed. So we grow. We're going to commit to that. We're going to give. We're going to give you opportunities this year to be generous with your time, to be generous with your energy, to be generous with your finances this year, because it's going to all help us in our journey. We're going to grow. We're going to give. And then the last thing is that we are going together. We are going together. You know, our mission that we said just a moment ago, our mission here at North Point is creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community. Say community.
Community.
Community just means we need each other. We need relationships. We need to laugh. We need to have fun. We need a safe place to be loved and accepted. We need to be encouraged. We need to know that we have somebody else walking this journey with us. That's all the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10. It says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Now think about this. Think about ways. It says, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Come on. I can't, if I think of those ways, but then we don't show up together, I can't do what it says. So I don't just think of it. I got to think of it, and then I got to show up and gather and come together. It says, hey, make sure you don't neglect coming together. Why? Because God knows how much we need each other. God knows how much we need to be in community. And now certainly over the last 2 years, man, COVID has played a major role in keeping people disconnected. But you know what? I mean, life in general can break connections as well. I mean, yeah, COVID for sure, but come on, just life. Because Tommy has baseball games on Tuesdays and Thursdays and practices on Saturdays. Susie has dance on Mondays and piano on Wednesdays. And then I got to have my girls' night, my boys' night, and my side hustle, and I work late a lot. And before long, our calendar is packed, right? And then we just realize, man, one of the enemy's biggest plans is to fill our calendars up with stuff so that we don't have time or we don't have energy either for God or for one another. Now listen, you might be waking up every morning, your calendar might be saying, it might be packed, and you might be waking up every morning and you might have your prayer time and your devotional time and you got time for God, but you don't have time for other people. You're not intentionally gathering. You're not opening up your life, your heart, your schedule, and inviting people into that. Listen, God did not create you just to live this way.
That's right.
Just with him. He created you to live this way as well with other people.
Yes.
That's how God created us. And if God created us that way, how many understand that you're going to best function when you operate the way God created you to operate? So if we're saying, I want to live the abundant life, the life that God designed me for, you need to know that God designed you for a community.
Yeah.
He designed you together because he knows that's where you flourish. As we wrap up today, Ephesians chapter 4, Paul writes and he says, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. Watch this. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work. Do you realize today you are a part of the body of Christ? As a believer, if you have put your faith, hope, and trust in Jesus Christ, you are a part of the body of Christ. And the scripture says that you have a special work. And so he says we have to come together in order to fit together perfectly, because if we don't come together, guess what? I don't benefit from your special work. I don't get to benefit from why God put you on the earth. And you might be sitting here and you might be thinking, man, there's nothing special about me. I don't have anything to give. Listen, don't take that up with me. Take that up with God. Because that's what he said about you. He said, you have something special to add to this thing. This kingdom of God, this body of Christ, what God is doing in the earth, you play a special part. He says, and as we all do our special parts, it helps the other parts grow. As you do what you do, you are helping all the people around you grow and mature and develop and be encouraged and become fruitful and to take a step forward to advance. He says, this is essential. Why? So the whole body will be healthy. If you duck out, we're not healthy. If you make up excuses and hide in the background, we're not healthy. As a community, we start to suffer because we need you. We need you. You say, I'm just so small. You know, if we put a, kind of gross, but if we put a human liver right here on this table, and you looked at it, you say, that's pretty insignificant. What is that? Who needs that? Well, you try to live without that. Doesn't look very, it's not like the face, it's not a heart, it's like, but you see, that's why we all need each other. Because even when you think, I don't really have anything to give, I don't really, no, we all need each other. Why? Because we got to be healthy. We have to be healthy, so what? So that we can grow and develop, so we can do what? So we can all advance in 2022. We have to gather. We need to sit around tables this year and connect. You see, with that connection is there's conversation. And that conversation is what brings encouragement. That conversation is what brings health. And so in 2022, we're starting something we call community tables. Community tables where once a month, you get intentional about gathering, inviting people into your space to gather around a table in your house, to gather around a table at a restaurant, a table at a coffee shop. It could be 3 or 4. It could be 13 or 14. But you say, this year, I'm going to be intentional about hospitality, about opening up my schedule and opening up my arms and say, you know what? We need to gather together because we are better when we do. Community tables. There's going to be some community tables that we have information on and we list that you can be a part of. But we want these to also just be organic. You can have your own community table. And you know who you can invite to your community table? The neighbor on your left and the neighbor on your right. And they don't come to North Point, and you just invite them for what? Just to sit around the table. It's amazing what God can do when you start making time for people. It's amazing what God can do when you say, I want to get intentional about this in 2022. Just inviting people into my space and giving them a place to share their hurts and their wounds, to share what's going on with their kids, just to share their prayer requests, just to share, just to talk, that there might be the opportunity to encourage and engage. You see, as we celebrate today, all that God has done in these 9 years, and we celebrate those meals. And listen, we could talk about the 374 people that have been baptized here. We could talk about the hundreds that have made a first-time decision for Christ or have reconnected to Christ right here in this sanctuary. We could talk about the nearly 400 salvations that we've had at our VBSs alone. We can talk about over the 600 people that have gone through Growth Track and said, I want to get connected and I want to serve in this house. Listen, as we celebrate all of that, I just look and say, man, where can we be at the end of 2022? If we get intentional about growing, We get intentional about giving. We get intentional about gathering. What could it look like if we get intentional about these things? And we say, you know what I'm going to do in 2022? I am going to grow. I'm going to show up to Bible class. I'm going to be a part of these Grow You classes. I'm going to begin to read my Bible. I'm going to begin to give generously of my finances, give generously of my time, generously of my energy, and I'm going to commit to gather with people. I'm going to sit around tables, have conversation. I'm going to do those. I look at it and say, man, where could we be January of 2023 if we get intentional about these things this year? Grow, give, and gather. Right after the Super Bowl, we're going to have a six-week series. We're going to really break this down because we're going to get it in our hearts and we're going to get it in our minds. It's grow, give, gather. This is the call. And as we grow and as we give and as we gather, guess what we're bringing to that? We are bringing our stance to advance. We are bringing that positive attitude. We are bringing that hopeful outlook. We are choosing it every single day. We're going to make progress. And you know what progress looks like? Growing, giving, and gathering in 2022. And we're saying, I'm going to be intentional about those things. And every single day, I'm going to wake up in that stance. Excellence and resilience. I'm not going to settle, and I'm not going to stop. I will see God do what only He can do in my life, and I will advance in 2022 like never before. Come on, do you believe that?
Thank you for listening. To hear more messages like this one, make sure to subscribe and share our podcast. For more content from NCC and how to get connected, visit ncc.team.